From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The way that some real estate developers are using public money in Miami-Dade County has gained the attention of federal prosecutors. They're asking the county to hand over records of all the affordable housing projects funded through a $137 million bond program that helps finance apartments for low-income people. Joining us is David Smiley, part of the Miami Herald team of reporters following this story. David, what exactly is this federal subpoena asking for?
It looks like this is an extension of a very long and ongoing investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office into affordable housing in general in Miami-Dade County and whether affordable developers are misrepresenting the costs and profits involved in these projects, which are heavily subsidized with federal and state and local funds.
And these seem to be not low-level developers. There are some very well-known names on this list. Who are these developers, and what were the projects that are getting the most attention?
Carlyle Group was the first developer that the U.S. Attorney's Office publicly went after in relation to this investigation. They netted some convictions of Matthew Greer and of Lloyd Boggio, two executives, high-level executives, current and former, with Carlyle Group. Also, Biscayne Housing Group is another developer that was caught in this early investigation, and Pinnacle Housing Group, which is another fairly large affordable developer, earlier this year entered into a deferred prosecution agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office. These are all very well-known affordable developers, very prominent in the market. And now we know that the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking at Related Urban Development Group, which is the affordable housing arm of Related Group, which is known as the largest luxury condo developer in Miami-Dade County. But they are also very active in low-income housing in the county.
And Related Group is led by Jorge Perez of the Perez Art Museum, right?
Correct, yes.
And this was housing for low-income people, poor people, previously homeless people. Do we know what happens to these people who were looking forward to moving into these apartments? What happens to them now?
They may very well end up moving into these apartments homes. They may get built. They may not. It's really difficult to project what may happen with the U.S. Attorney's Office interest in bond projects funded by county money.
And what happens now? Miami-Dade County has until June 29th to hand over the records. So what then?
Right. Well, the county attorney's office has told the U.S. attorney that they may need longer since there are more than 40 projects. So they need to cobble together a very large amount of documents. And then, you know, I think everybody waits to see what happens next, to see developers will probably want to know if they're going to be contacted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. We'll want to know if they're going to potentially be the subject of an investigation. County commissioners are asking questions now of their housing director about why they didn't know more about these discussions with the U.S. Attorney's Office. They're asking about projects that they've allocated money to. They want to know more. So right now, I just think there's a lot of questions and not a whole lot of answers.
We've been talking with Miami Herald reporter David Smiley, part of a team of reporters covering a federal investigation into affordable housing developers in Miami-Dade County. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.